Hey guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killen.
I'm Scotty Cash.
What's going on, guys?
Howdy.
What's up?
Great week. Good week. It's halfway through.
Yep. Hump day.
Hump day. Haven't heard that in a while.
This is Bricktober.
Bricktober?
Yeah.
What does Bricktober mean? Oh!
Toys R Us Lego.
Lego
Bricktober.
You just told us about that, too.
Yeah, every week... every week at Toys R Us, you can get a new piece of a special Lego mural, I guess, that will make a special spooky surprise.
Yeah,
a spooky surprise.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I love spooky surprises.
So you just get a brick every time.
Well,
and then,
you have to buy a Lego.
You buy a Lego,
and then you get a brick every week.
Any Lego set?
Yeah, any Lego.
So you can just buy like the $6 little.
And they're sets. They're all on sale, so you save good. There. And you get this dumb little...
Spooky surprise.
This dumb little brick.
I like spooky surprise better than dumb little.
It's exclusive. Toys R Us.
That's cool, though. That's cool. And knowing Legos, that'll probably end up like being worth a bunch of money eventually or something.
Yeah, it's dumb. The block's even kind of like a Duplo block.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a little Lego platform, and then you get a bigger block, but it looks like a Duplo kind of a block. And, you know, it's Lego still, but I really don't consider Duplo Lego.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's garbage.
We got a lot of big announcements today.
I got a lot of things I want to talk about today. I want to start by talking about our video reviews. In particular, some comments I've been getting on some of my video reviews.
What?
Yeah, like, okay.
Are they bad, I assume?
Well, not kind of, I guess. Not necessarily. First, let me just throw out there that in this line of work, we are always, you know, putting ourselves open to getting constructive criticism or even, you know, people that just like to tell us that we suck. That's mm-hmm. cool. It happens. I know that happens. I expect happen.
Whoa. It's okay for you. What? Don't comment on my video like that. I'll come to your house.
Okay. Don't comment on Scotty's video like
that. That's right.
But it happens because that's what happens with the invention of the internet. You know, everybody gets tough behind their computer screens.
Telephone tough guys.
Yeah, exactly. So it happens. And then you've always got the people that criticize, too. And constructive criticism, I'm totally fine with. The problem is that most of the time it's not constructive, you know? But if people want to offer constructive criticism, I'm always willing to listen to that. So that's going to bring me to my recent Zodak video. Have you seen the Zodak review yet?
No.
I just posted the Zodak review
a little bit of
yesterday.
It.
It's if you guys haven't seen it yet, it's on the front page of thatnewtoysmell.com and he-man.org right now, so check it out. And this would be the review of the new version of Zodak.
2008.
Like based on the 2002 series or whatever. So, this is the issue. When I was writing the review for this Zodak, I got to the point where I wanted to talk about the differences between the old Zodak and the new Zodak. And obviously one of the big differences is that they changed his ethnicity.
Right.
So, when I'm writing this, I actually start second-guessing myself and going, I wonder how I should word this. Because there's a good chance that no matter what I say here, somebody's going to take offense.
So somebody took offense?
Somebody's going to take offense because that's the way the world works. You can't say something about a race, no matter how you word it, without somebody going, wait a minute.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm kind of offended too. Killing you offended?
Well, what's the right way?
Okay. So, the new Zodak that this figure is, they changed him from a white guy to a black guy. Okay. Pure and simple. He changed from a white guy to a black guy. When I was writing the review, I thought that I didn't know if I should just straight call him a black guy.
African-American.
Or if I should call him African-American. Or what I ended up using was, what I ended up saying was that his complexion was darker than the original Zodak. That's the words I used.
So you danced around
I said time. He's got a darker complexion, and then went on to talk about some of the other differences.
I did see that.
So what's the problem?
Okay, the problem is that I immediately got a comment on the video with some guy going, darker complexion? What do you mean darker complexion? Why don't you just say he's black? He's black. Why are you going to dance around that and not say he's black? And I'm just like, really?
Well, I think
really?
You used the best possible way.
That's what I thought. But then another comment popped up with somebody doing the exact same thing, saying how it was silly for me to say that he was of a darker complexion without just coming out and saying he's black, and that I was too worried about being PC or whatever. Okay, first of all, I don't see anything wrong with that. I tried to be PC on purpose because I like to appeal to everybody with my reviews.
Okay, is there established racism in a
that's
attorney?
That's exactly... Okay, this is one thing. I realized that I didn't want to call him African-American because, let's get this part straight, he's from a fictional universe called Eternia. Therefore, he's neither African nor American. So African-American would not be the proper term to use for him.
And he ain't black. He's brown with
and
blue stripes.
I don't really see the difference in me saying he's got a darker complexion than saying he's black. Because what I'm saying is accurate, right?
You know, all right. And the same guys would have commented if you would have said...
Exactly.
If you would have said, oh, he's black. Why has he got to be black? Why can't he be a colored guy?
Exactly. If I would have just said... They changed Zodak to be black, somebody else would have said something.
They gotta just been screwing with you.
I just wanted to just kind of bring that up because, like, that was a catch-22 for me. I was screwed no matter what I was gonna say.
That is correct.
If people really want to make a big deal of that, that's their prerogative, I guess. I'm here to say I'm standing by what I said. Because I don't think I did anything wrong.
No, I think you did the probably the best possible way.
Yeah, I really did. Now, the same guy also puts in a separate comment. He offered a bunch of constructive criticism, and I to be honest, his criticism in this part was very constructive. So I can't say anything real negative about it. He expressed a lot of opinions, but he mentioned that he didn't think I need to include the looking at the packaging in the reviews because that took up too much time. To which I say I'm going to keep looking at the packaging because I know a lot of people like to see that kind of stuff. And then he also just told me that. He told me that I was too democratic with my reviews.
What does that even mean?
Because I gloss over the negative points of figures. To which I also think that is incorrect, because I always make sure to point out anything that I have an issue with on a figure. And just because I happen to like a certain figure and don't have many negative things to say doesn't mean that I'm, you know,
plus you
glossing
obviously love
over
the line. So.
Exactly,
well,
that's
I mean,
one thing.
That does. Yeah, I was gonna, well, I'm sure what you were going to say was that does affect it.
It does.
If you were going to do a... I don't know, a plastic Teletubby toy, you would probably point out more faults
yeah.
than you see, but
when
you don't absolutely love that
when
line.
You've got a figure that you really like, I mean, I'm going to obviously express the fact that I really like the figure, and I'll make sure to point out any actual issues there are with
matted
it.
Matted arms, like, armor, slipped.
Like what I did with like the Webster video. I pointed out all kinds of problems with the Webster figure.
But really,
so,
what do you compare it to, though? So...
Yeah, I mean...
It is what it is.
It is what it is, exactly.
What we just did was give these people way too much credit for what they've done. So
I just wanted to bring that up, just because I was kind of like... Most of the time, when people post stuff like that, I'm like, that's cool, whatever. And I even responded to the guy, and I was like, look, I appreciate your criticism. I'm not going to change the way I do my reviews, because it's my style, and it's the way I do it, and people enjoy it. So.
Yeah, and 3,000 other people besides him happen to like that.
And that's the thing. I mean, not everybody's going to like the way I do videos, and that's fine. That's their thing. See, that's why people should have different styles when they do reviews. Everybody's going to do it their own way.
I comment back, too. I just talk about their family members.
Yeah, and then I have to go and delete your comments. One of the other comments I wanted to bring up is that on another video I did, some guy put a comment up that wanted to know why I did so many Masters of the Universe videos, and then went on with this, like, he made it two comments long, because it was so long, and just wanted to know why we hadn't done any videos on all these other toy lines, and literally just listed all these toy lines that we've never done before.
Did you tell him because we didn't get those for free?
Well, first of all...
We'll tell him stay tuned.
Yeah, first of all, it was like, well... I do so many Masters of the Universe videos because I kind of work for He-Man.org in that aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, they send me those figures to review. So as long as they're sending me those figures to review, you guys are going to have to just expect to see those. As far as all those other toy lines, we can't just do all those overnight, man. Like, we want to talk about all kinds of other toy lines, but...
There's a lot of things preventing that. One being the economy. You know, it's
yeah.
not only other people. You know, we don't have a lot of money to go on eBay and buy all these... You know,
that was,
Dino Rider line.
Exactly.
You know?
And that was one of my responses back, is that when we do these, we want to do them right, and we want to do them justice. And in order to do that, we a lot of times have to have those figures in hand. And it's not always easy to just acquire all of those old toys to talk about.
We
try really hard, but it's...
We like to have them in our hands so we don't gloss over anything, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I guess if they really want them, send the figures.
There you go. You guys can always send us stuff.
That guarantees a review.
But, I mean, we're working on it. I mean, it's something that we're just building over time. You guys can't expect us to just throw out a million different toy line reviews within the first year we've been doing this. It's just not going to happen. So that's just something else I wanted to bring up, throw out there, because he's not the first person that's done
right.
that. Eventually. I've had several people ask me why I haven't done this and why I haven't done that, and the short answer is just because I haven't gotten to it.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll get to it eventually. We're going to cover as many things as possible. That's one of our goals with this website, is to be, you know, one of the biggest sources for videos on toys of all natures. So, you know, give us time, man.
Or submit your own reviews.
Hey, yeah, if anybody else has got that stuff and they want to do something and send it our way, feel free to do it. We'll take a look at it. If we like it, we'll post it. You know? Exactly. I mean, we're going to start needing contributions from you guys, especially with our ongoing site changes and upgrades. I mean, we're going to be looking to you guys to help fill some of those gaps. So if you guys have the, you know, if you want to do it, give it a shot. Send it my way. I will be happy to look at it for you. So, all right. Well, we'll move on past that now. That was my little ranting session that I wanted to get out of the way.
That was their 10 minutes of fame.
Yeah. 10 minutes of fame. That's right. So now we're going to move on to Toy Talk.
Toy Talk.
Toy Talk. First, I wanted to talk about Playmates. Because Playmates sent out, like, a big press release this week that just talked about a lot of new acquisitions they've got and a bunch of just some announcements and some stuff coming out. And I wish Dirt was here, because I wanted to talk about this with him. But I thought this was crazy, because Playmates announced that they acquired the license to Lucha Libre AAA, which is a Mexican wrestling federation. A really popular one, but that's just not something I expected Playmates to go, look what we're doing, guys.
And look what we got!
Yeah, because the most children in America aren't going to know who any of them dudes are, first of all.
Maybe Southern States.
Is that real? Is it like
real? That's a real wrestling fan.
I thought it was a cartoon.
No, this is AAA is an actual Mexican. It's like the big.
You sure it's not Jack Black running around a mask?
I'm sure it's not Jack Black running around. But like they announced that they're going to be releasing toys and collectibles for kids and collectors in August of 2010, and that the line's going to include highly detailed and fully articulated luchador action figures. That just kind of blew my mind.
That's such a bizarre item.
It really is. And
but, I mean, that could be a good thing, though.
It could be a good thing. I worry about their sales. Because I think, first of all, I think that those crazy diehard wrestling fans that just watch everything are going to think that's awesome, and they're going to buy those.
If children
aren't going to know who the heck they are.
But if they bring the figures out, and they're $9.99 a piece, the line's going to sink. It's going to sink real fast.
Probably.
If they bring them out for $6.99 or $7.99... And, you know, once the kid buys all the WWF guys, they're going to be like, the parents are going to be like, oh, yeah. We're at the store, what do you want? Oh, pick this up.
It makes me wonder if they'll mesh with the WWE.
Maybe there's a bigger story. Maybe
maybe
they're going to start broadcasting their matches.
Oh, that'd be crazy. They start broadcasting Triple A in the States. Or, like, I almost wonder if, like, you know, Rey Mysterio is popular with kids in the WWE. Maybe all those kids will just go, those are Rey Mysterio toys, because they'll just see all the guys in the masks. They'll just buy them. I don't know. I thought that was kind of crazy.
I want the dark complected Rey Mysterio.
I want the dark one.
Star Trek. This one was surprising to me because their line of Star Trek figures based on the new movie didn't seem to go over well. They clogged pegs really bad.
They're
still sitting on pegs. And while I liked the 3¾-inch ones, I didn't like the 6-inch ones. And I don't know. They were sitting there for a long time. But Playmates announced that they're going to continue the Star Trek franchise in toy form. They're apparently going to release some more of the 3¾-inch figures based from the movie that they haven't released yet. And they're also going to go on to releasing a line based off the classic TV series.
Now that'll sell.
And I think that they're 3¾-inch, which is even cooler. But they said that they're going to like have 16 points of articulation. They're going to be based off the more popular episodes from the classic series. I think that's really cool that they're going back to the old TV series and releasing stuff. Diamond's been doing that for a while, releasing figures off those, but they've been like the nicer, more expensive collector's figures. So it'll be kind of cool to see Playmates bringing it out to like the mass audience and actual toy stores.
You know, speaking of clogging pegs, a movie toy line that I see everywhere, Terminator.
Oh yeah, Salvation. Well, that's Playmates too.
It's
well,
everywhere.
They did that. Like they released those Terminator toys and those Star Trek toys at the same time, and just like an overabundance.
They're
and
so ugly.
The Terminator movie didn't do well, and of course it didn't do well with kids. So why the heck would they want to buy any of those toys?
The you toys know? Look bad though,
and they don't look good. Yeah. Exactly. Like if they would have made cool collector-oriented Terminator figures, they would have had better luck.
Yeah.
But they tried to market it towards kids, kind of like they used to do back in the day.
Yep.
With that stuff. It just didn't work. It doesn't work nowadays, unfortunately.
Especially now they know.
Annoying as half
the battle. Nope, now it's too late.
Now it's too late.
We're still learning.
And then the one that excited me the most is that they finally gave us some news for Ninja Turtles. It says that they're going to release a line of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 2010 that will be exclusive to Toys R Us. Toys R Us will be exclusive for them, so that's interesting.
Toys R Us got a lot of exclusives going on.
But it talks about... let me find it here.
I mean, that's good, though. That means they're not going to go anywhere for a while, because...
Every time I go through there, I'm like, you can fill a cart with exclusives.
That's yeah. good, though. Yeah, they do. They have a ton of exclusives.
They do a lot of sports figure exclusives, too. Like, one line per year is pretty much Toys R Us only.
Yeah. Yeah, Toys R Us does get a lot. I like that. But it says here that they're going to introduce new products and reintroduce original products and packaging to focus on the retro style that popularized Ninja Turtles in the 80s and 90s. So they're going to be bringing back some more of those re-releases in the old packaging like they've been doing. And they're starting with the movie star figures. They're re-releasing the movie star turtles.
Is that the ones like the leather-ish?
Those were, the ones that were kind of rubbery. They were based off their look in the original Ninja Turtles movie. They're re-releasing those. So FYI, I thought that was awesome.
Those are the best Ninja Turtles made.
Also says they're releasing the classic party van, which is already out now. They're going to re-release the Sludge Runner, which I don't know what that is.
I think it's Bebop or Rocksteady's bike.
And it says that that's going to be in retro packaging also. Yeah,
it was his motorcycle chopper thing.
And then it says in fall of 2010, we'll see the launch of the classic comic book figures, which were the ones that they showed off recently. They're not as nice as the NECA ones, but they're still pretty neat.
I wonder if they're going to keep the awesome pricing, too, because the turtle van, $20.
$20, yep.
That is really, that's
And the figures were like $7.99, so that's
which
really
is very good,
really good compared to most toy lines these days. So I was glad to see that they're still going to be releasing those. I wish it told us what was going on with that last wave, because I still want Shredder and Casey and Foot Soldier.
Oh, those are on. I've seen those.
No, you haven't.
No, I lied.
You lied. Because they still haven't released those.
That van, I'm going to claim it as the toy deal of the year.
The van? The toy van? Yeah. Toy deal of the year!
I did see I love Toys R Us has Ninja Turtles now.
Didn't they already have it? Well, they had the turtle van.
No, they had the figures. I've never seen the figures.
Oh, they have the figures there. Like, they got
them. I've seen them at Target only. That's the only place I've seen them.
Target and Toys R Us seem to be the only two places I've ever seen them. But now apparently Toys R Us is going to be the exclusive place for them. So
Target is such a bizarre. Every time you go to the Target, you always find something.
That
like,
one thing.
I can't believe it's here.
And it's always different. That's the crazy thing. You walk in there and you're like, you never know what you're going to find at
like
Target.
Yeah. Turtle. Like, what?
That's all I really wanted to talk about with Playmates. Duvall's not here, so we don't have to talk about Rainbow Bright coming back. Which, yeah, that's coming back.
Yay.
Hey, talk about the big announcement.
Yeah, talking about coming back, though.
Talk about the big announcement.
That's right. Bandai announced that they're going to release a brand new line based on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Say what?
And Scotty Cash is excited.
Yep, I found that out the other... I don't remember what day I talked to you on the phone. Maybe Saturday, Sunday. Toy News Eye posted it, and I seen it like 11:30 at night, and it was too late for me to call anybody, but I was just like, I was kind of excited.
So I guess they're doing like,
hey wife, guess what's coming out? She's like, hey wife. Nerd. I was like,
So they're doing like a new line of action figures based off the original five Rangers, they're saying. I don't know if that includes like so the Green Ranger.
It's going to be like that's Wave 432 of
Power Rangers. Yeah, no kidding.
Wave 1000.
So, yeah. But they also talked about re-releasing like new versions of the Megazord and stuff like that. That's kind of exciting that they're going back to that style. And I was telling Scotty earlier, I think they must have realized that when they released those Super Legends, because they released like that Green Ranger and that White Ranger as chase figures recently.
Yep.
I think they realized that there was money in those, and that's why they went along with this line based on that original series. Cause
now, if they overproduce them and they put a bajillion of them on the pegs, it'll sink fast.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Kids now aren't going to know those Rangers. Those Rangers are... That's the Rangers we know.
Yep.
So they need to make sure that they market those correctly. Otherwise, it's
going
to
fast. Well, they're going to start showing the show again as well.
Oh, are they? Yep. The original show? Well, that might help them.
If I read that correctly, that they're going to start showing it on ABC or whatever on Saturday, starting with episode one.
Wow.
Yep.
Why not? I mean, what else they got going on right now?
Exactly. Might as well, right?
Well, they still have a season of Power Rangers going.
There's always money in that old stuff, though. I mean, you know, what's old is new. Always is. That's the way the world always works.
If they didn't sell their molds to some Chinese company.
Yeah. Well, these look like brand new figures. Like, they're a brand new sculpt.
Yeah, they look
so.
They look like exactly like the Green Ranger.
Yeah, like that was in the Super Legends line. So
about 6-inch, very detailed.
They had a little little more poseable than what we're used to. They were pretty neat looking. They've only shown pictures of the Pink Ranger and the Blue Ranger so far.
And they do have their weapons. Off the bat, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're individual weapons. So that's pretty sweet. I'm excited about
these
that.
These days, you have to have their weapons, though. So, like, I was assuming so, but
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's really cool. I like that. So
it's supposed to be before the end of this year, too.
I wouldn't doubt it. They tend to put out these announcements like right as they're on the cusp of sending the stores. So.
It's way too early.
It'll be December.
You're talking like 2010. Like, that's way too long.
Some of these, like the Playmates ones, were like next year sometime.
How about next week?
Yeah.
Or in 2 weeks.
That's kind of how I feel when I go see a movie and it's like, coming November of 2012.
Yeah, like, you're really? Like, some of a bitch.
Really? How do you already have a trailer for a movie that comes out in 6 years?
Like that Friday the 13th movie that don't come out until next February.
Right.
Like thanks for showing that now, guys. It's Halloween. We want to watch it.
Right.
But yeah, it's cool. A lot of cool toy news this week. And I think that's really all I got. Anybody else got anything?
I seen Toy Story 1 and 2 3D.
How was that? Was it awesome?
You should go see it. I really need
to go see it before it's gone. It's only out for like 2 weeks, right?
Yep. It's definitely worth it.
Your weekend, so
I need to go this weekend. I will definitely.
This weekend's gonna be the last weekend it's open.
I have to go. I have to go.
It was. It's pretty awesome. I mean, they didn't really change anything. I mean, the only
how's the 3D? Is the 3D good in it?
Yeah, it's very good.
That's great.
Nothing really sticks out at you except for when the fireworks go off at the very beginning behind the castle.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty cool. They shoot out
like the Disney logo.
Yep, and all the kids are going. Trying to grab it.
That's sweet.
I took my 8-year-old and she absolutely loved it. So
I'll
go take your kid to that.
I don't have a kid.
Can I take
Christina?
You can take that lady. Yeah.
Take Duval. I'm sure he wants to go.
Duval probably does want to go.
I'm sure he's probably there now.
That's probably.
I got to work on.
I skipped out on this.
I feel good.
Go ahead and mention real quick that we got a buttload of stuff from Mattel. So expect like reviews from Mattel like for the next week or week and a half. We got Ghostbuster stuff, we got DC stuff, we got Master stuff. So that'll all be up. And all of us are working on it right now.
Sweet.
So.
Still waiting for Lego.
Still waiting for Lego stuff.
You listening, Lego? Is this his name? Is his name Lego?
It's Mr. Lego.
Lego.
Is it just the big giant Lego guy?
Yeah, well, yeah.
If you're listening,
he's like Simpson color yellow.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Sits at home and stands on pegs. That's him.
How does he walk?
Very carefully.
I'm stuck to the pegs.
He's got holes in his bottom of his legs.
Duh. He's like Gumby. Just slides.
Good point.
He just attaches.
Good point.
Anyway.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up tonight. We'll go ahead and give a shout out to our friends, VGLosers.com, Dirt's home base. Make sure you check them out. Lots of great podcasts over there. Wrestling Radio.
Fantasy Football.
The Weigh-In. All that great stuff at VGLosers.com. And as always, check us out at ThatNewToySmell.com for the most recent toy reviews and episodes of That New Toy Smell, which we're currently doing Ghostbusters. So make sure you check all those out. And
Killing Enterprise.
All right.
Come on.
I almost forgot. Make sure you go spend your money at KillinEnterprises.com.
Put the killin' in KillinEnterprises.com.
We got a great selection of toys, comic books,
movies,
video
Wednesday,
games, you name
that?
It.
Tomorrow? Oh, well.
No, today.
Release Wednesday. Of Haunt Number 1, big comic.
What's that?
You have to ask Dirt. I order it, I sell it, he tells me about it. But yeah, right. It's a big deal, I guess, so.
All right.
Limited quantities ordered.
KillinEnterprises.com, guys. Head on
check
over,
her
check
out.
It out. And until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killin'.
I'm Scotty Cash.
Take care, guys.